Our topic today is, what can I ask? Hiring the right people is a challenge for the small business owner. Whereas hiring in large companies is a function of the human resource department, in small businesses, the owner is the human resource department. Hiring good people is part work, part art, and part luck. Although the small business owner may want to rely on gut feelings, there are certain parameters that apply to the interviewing process. First, the interview. It's not an interrogation. The purposes of an interview are to determine an applicant's suitability for the job, to give the applicant the opportunity to decide if the company is right for them, and to determine if the candidate can do the job. Building quality and efficiency into the organization is the goal of this process. The interviewer is to determine not only what the applicant can do with knowledge, skills, aptitudes, and ability to continue to learn, but also what the applicant will do with motivation, interests, and other personality factors. Although the employer wants to find out as much as possible about the candidates, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, guidelines and court rulings prohibit asking questions that are not valid predictors of job performance. The five protected issues are race, religion, color, sex, and national origin. Federal and state laws regulating employment practices are designed to prevent discrimination of any kind, whether intentional discrimination, which is shown through comments and actions that suggest bias, or unintentional discrimination, which is shown through hiring statistics that reveal patterns of discrimination. The keys to legally defensible interviews are to ask only job-related questions, to use a structured interview plan, to treat all applicants equally, to take objective notes which are job-related, to interview for skills, not personality, and to base the hiring decision solely on job-related issues. Staffing assessment tools such as qualifications, screens, job simulations, knowledge and skill tests, background investigations, integrity tests, drug screens, and physical abilities tests may be used if these assessments are job-related and if all applicants for the same job are assessed in the same manner. During the interview, you may ask, have you ever used another name? But not, what is your maiden name? During the interview, you may ask, are you 18 years or older? But not, what is your age, birth date, or ages of your children? During the interview, you may ask, are you legally authorized to work in the United States? But not, are you a naturalized or native-born citizen? During the interview, you may ask, can you perform the essential functions of this job? But not, do you have a disability? Have you ever been treated for any specific diseases? Or do you have a drug or alcohol problem? You may not ask any questions concerning color, race, or religion. Personal questions are generally irrelevant and may give rise to privacy issues and sexual harassment claims. Not all laws pertain to all businesses. The United States EEOC website, which is www.eeoc.gov, this website provides laws, regulations, and guidance, statistics, posters, fact sheets, resource lists, and manuals, which are available for download or for you to print. Another website, www.hr.blr.com, has a human resource library by state with free guest articles, samples, and checklists that can be downloaded and customized. Additional reference information is also available at www.workforce.com. You should contact legal counsel for final approval of the forms that you use and the final questions that you ask. Remember, when interviewing, if the question does not relate to the job, don't ask it.